Good morning, beautiful people. It is November 9th. I actually kind of woke up on time this morning. I got Michelle's breakfast ready, got the kids' lunch, got my breakfast packed, and I had a little bit of extra time. So I thought I would get a steaming hot cup of coffee. Ooh! And have a little chit chat with you guys. So I was thinking about telling you some stories from my youth, as in 29 Palms, when I was 19, 20, in those years. But I realized that I probably shouldn't tell those stories off the cuff, because, I don't know, maybe my kids will listen to this podcast one day, and that's going to be pretty awkward. So, I don't know, I'm stuck between making sure they never listen to this and telling you guys some funny ass fucking stories. So what I think I'm gonna do is start not scripting, but kind of like outlining the stories, so I can tell them, so you get the gist of them, without actually going into very, very gruesome detail, which I think would be funny. I think I'm gonna do it. Yeah. They're all little snippets, so I'm going to try and, like, pack them all together into one coherent episode, but I think you guys will enjoy that. So the plan for this week, today is Tuesday, the kids have jiu-jitsu, and then tomorrow we have a Marine Corps birthday celebration with one of our dear friends, Mr. Foster. I have shot Ultra 4 with him many, many times. Dear friend, we love them. So we're going to go to that, and then I am actually off on Thursday for Veterans Day. Isn't that nice? They gave me the day off. And then I'm thinking about, because I had a floating holiday that I worked for Columbus Day, I think, or it was another floating holiday. I can't remember what the one before this one was, but I'm thinking about using that for Friday, so I can just have Thursday and Friday off. But I feel like that's a dick move. So I was really sick over the weekend, as you heard in the last podcast. So I was wearing my mask all day at work just because of the cold, and I just wanted to try and be respectful to my coworkers. And I was talking with one of the guys, and he's like, "Man, you sound like shit." I'm like, "Yeah, I feel like shit." He's like, "Why didn't you call out?" I was like, "I don't know. I feel like it's a dick move to call out on a Monday without letting anybody know. Plus, I'm still on call." He's like, "Oh, man, come on. Don't think about it like that. If you're sick, you're sick. Just take off." He's like, "It's not like you do it all the time anyway." I have called out, I think, once, and it was short notice because, well, it was a week. I let them know a week in advance that I wouldn't be coming in. So I guess that's short notice, but I don't know. So I'm off Thursday. I'm undecided if I'm going to use my floating holiday time for Friday. I don't know. And I also, after I talked to one of the subscribers for this podcast about the whole leave thing, I think I'm going to approach my boss. She teleworks a lot, so the next time she's in the office, I'm going to mention it to her instead of waiting. I don't know. I guess it's better to tell her now, I guess. Even though it would be more gratifying for me to wait. But I don't know. I guess I'll try not being a devious cunt. I guess that's a good way to be. But Friday and Saturday, we actually have a pretty cool stuff planned. One of my buddies, Jimmy Glass, one of the 7-slot OGs, one of the first to run a banner, he got the Hot Ones sauce pack, like the official sauce pack. So Friday night, we're going to be setting up live down here. It'll actually probably be over there. I don't know which one. I'm sorry, I'm stretching. I have not been sleeping well, and everything hurts. And it tightens up. But yeah, so Jimmy's coming over Friday night. Lamb Chop will be here. So Michelle, Jimmy, and I will be doing the Hot Ones Sauce Challenge. I'm very excited for that. Thank you, Jimmy. And then Saturday morning, Lamb Chop is going to teach us how to make gumbo. I'm really excited about that. Oh, holy shit, I have to poop. Oh, I gotta poop, but I don't want to go to poop because it's 5:29 now and I need to be in the shower at 6. And I don't want to waste any time pooping while I could be podcasting. That's how much this means to me. If you're watching this on Spotify and you're watching the video and you're looking me in my eyes, you're looking me in my eyes. Are you a fucking pirate now? You're looking me in my eyes. You know this is fucking serious. Hopefully I don't have any issues with this goddamn recorder again. In the last one, I don't know what the fuck happened, but... And my dumbass forgot to turn the secondary recording device on, which is on top of the camera. Oh my god. Guys, I might not be cut out for this podcasting shit. But I'm still loving this light. If you guys are listening on any other platform other than Spotify, just try it out. Just try out Spotify so you can see this gorgeous light here. This is like a, I don't know, a 36-inch, like, big dome I got. I'll have to post up a picture on my personal Instagram so you can see. If you don't follow me on my personal Instagram and you would like to, it is gnar_gent, gnar_gent. GENT on Instagram. Not really Jeep stuff, just personal shit. I post a lot of throwback stuff like that, funny stories that I think about. So the rest of this week hopefully should be pretty quiet. We have a budget meeting at work, which I'm not looking forward to. I don't anticipate at any point during this week me having time to go into the garage. Before I can do anything in the garage, I have to clean it. And it's like, I've let it get to the point where it's going to be like a 4 to 6 hour job for me to clean the fucking garage. It's just in such a state of disarray. The lawn stuff has moved from the shed out in the back to the garage because I'm lazy. And when I'm done using it, I just don't put it back. Thankfully, we've gotten into the cold season now where the grass has basically stopped growing, so I'm not going to cut it again until next spring, as long as the HOA doesn't send me another letter. So I hate doing yard work. Hate, like, absolutely hate it. So I can have a great week of not drinking, not wanting to drink, not feeling the need to drink, even if I have a bad week. Just put my mind to it. Like, I don't need to drink this week. Take a fucking break. Give your liver a break. Give your body a break. You know, let the healing process start. As soon as I pull out any sort of yard tool or a bag of mulch, or even if I drive past the landscaping section of Home Depot, I'm like, I need to be 6 beers deep right now. Right now. I hate yard work. I hate raking leaves. I hate doing mulch. I hate trimming bushes. I hate mowing grass. The idea of planting any sort of plants is... I would rather Ricky Bobby myself and stab a knife into my leg. None of that sounds appealing to me in any sense. No thank you. Please leave. I've been keeping up with Jarrett Crawford's story and his terrific farm and all this terrific awesomeness, and I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy that makes him happy. But looking at all the shit he's planting that he now has to water and care for gives me a level of anxiety that is just unmatched. It's like you're deliberately adding more to your life, like on purpose. It's like getting another animal. You have to take care of that. And you want more? I understand they're plants, and that's cool. Some people just, like, have a house full of plants, and every day they spend a large chunk of their time tending to and caring for those plants. No part of that sounds fun to me. I like things that you can have and you can look at, but you also have no obligation to touch or to care for. Hence, the broken Jeeps. I don't have to do anything with them. They can just sit there. The children, on the other hand, in hindsight, require a lot of work. A lot of work. And they're all different from each other. One style of care that works for one child does not work for the other child. That's very frustrating, as I'm sure you parents out there know. But back to Jeeps. I was talking about the garage and how I have to clean it, and I went down this weird fucking tangent. I'm sorry. But the garage is going to require 4 to 6 hours of, like, hardcore cleaning and reorganization. And I'm not opposed to that. I just have to coordinate with my wife where I can be left alone for those 4 to 6 hours without me hearing every time I come down here to record, every fucking time. I'm sorry. Let me reset. So, I need to talk to my wife so I can have 4 to 6 hours uninterrupted in the garage to clean, organize, sort, sweep, pick up cigarette butts that are God knows where without hearing the door open. The door makes like a, if you've never been to my house, my garage makes like a popping sound when you open it because the seal or whatever. But without hearing that, Dad! What? What the fuck do you want? Dad, I found a new Pokemon. Oh, you're so cute, but I hate you. Go away. I'm just kidding. I definitely talk to my kids like that, though. Sometimes I feel bad. I talk to my kids like they're grown-ups, for the most part. I do curse in front of my kids. I do curse at my kids sometimes when they need it. And I don't feel like I'm breaking any sort of, like, child abuse or not. Like, I don't call them fucking cunts to their face. I don't beat them or anything. But if they're being fucking stupid, I'm like, hey, man, why are you being fucking stupid right now? And people are like, oh, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't curse around your children. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. But also, I feel as we're moving on as a species, maybe it's just me because I'm a fucking degenerate and I hang out with degenerates, but profanity has just been kind of mixed in with the language, and it's just part of language now. Or maybe I'm desensitized to it. I don't know. I grew up in like a hardcore Christian home. And if someone said damn, I wasn't allowed to watch movies that had damn in it. I wasn't allowed to watch Flubber, Robin Williams, rest in peace, because it had two instances of the word damn in it, I think. So there's this like Christian website that gives you where the Christians watch the bad movie, to write down all of the bad things that happen so other Christians don't have to see it with their eyes. Oh my God, I could go on hours and hours and multiple episodes of just the fucking hypocrisy that I grew up with. I still believe in Christian values, but some of the, what's the word I'm looking for? The execution of the way that they interpret the Bible is ridiculous, and it makes me very upset. I'm sorry. We're pushing through that. That's for another time. What were we talking about? Oh, the movie, Robin Williams. So I wasn't allowed to watch it because it had two instances of the word damn in it, which is unfortunate. I then later watched the movie when I was a little bit older, loved it. Robin Williams is a fucking American hero. I don't feel bad about cursing in front of my kids. I don't feel bad about cursing at my kids. My kids know that I love them unconditionally, but I will also tell them when they're being fucking stupid. So, I don't... Yeah, I guess just... Guess what? When they get older, we'll find out if my parenting style was good or bad. So that's something I'm willing to live with. And if they require it, I guess I'll pay for their therapy. If me cursing at my kids or cursing around my kids caused them the need for therapy, if it traumatized them so much, they can go to therapy on my dime. How about that? How about that? That's the deal that I'll make with you, listeners. When I was growing up, there wasn't a whole lot of cursing. My dad would curse occasionally, but I saw him so infrequently as a kid that there's no like memory that I have of hearing him curse. I'm sure there was like some damn or some shit or something like that, but there was no, like, the way you guys hear me talk, whether in person or on the podcast, I don't remember him talking like that at all. And I didn't used to talk like this, but at 18, 19, when I joined the military, it was kind of like, I don't know, I don't want to say, rebirth is not the right word, because I wasn't reborn. I think it was just a different chapter, and I realized that all of the people that were watching over me or judging what I was doing or had an opinion about what I was doing was gone. They were gone. They had no idea where I was. They had no clue what I was doing unless I told them. And to be quite frank, that was one of the most exhilarating feelings that I can remember, is being somewhere and just knowing that where I was right now, looking around at all these people, nobody knew me. I could be literally whatever the fuck I wanted to be. And not, I don't mean that in a way like I could lie about who I was or like create a new whatever, a new character, but I could, there was no one watching me that would judge me. Like, the people that saw me in that moment or interacted me, whatever I was, this is really weird, hard to explain. They would just take who they saw me to be as me, the person. There was no, why are you acting like that? That's not you. You weren't raised like that. You know, that kind of bullshit. And I just remember that being the most incredible fucking feeling. Incredible. And then over the next couple years, you know, in the military, you move around, you go different places. And I was getting that feeling every couple years. And it was incredible. And then this moves into another topic that I haven't really discussed here, is that I, for the past, I don't know, 3 to 4 years, have felt stuck. As a kid, I moved a lot. We bounced around houses. My mom was a single mom. We were renting places. We lived with my aunt. We lived with some of her friends. We rented a house from a church friend. And we were just always moving around. Like, half our shit was always fucking packed in boxes. And I liked the moving around. Like, looking back on it, I liked it. So then when I got to the military, I was like, fucking sweet. I get to move every couple years. Awesome. I'm familiar with that. That feels fun. When I got married, I just thought that we would just keep renting and rent wherever we wanted to. Michelle was very adamant about buying a home in retrospect. Super smart. That's why she handles all the money stuff. She knows more than I do. So we bought the house, and I say we. Like, I'm on the title, but I don't pay the mortgage. So it's her house. I'm just a piece of shit. I lost my train of thought thinking about how big of a piece of shit I am. So I started feeling like antsy. And I'm still kind of feeling that way. It's gotten to the point we've been in this neighborhood like 5 years now. And people are starting to know me. I have made it my mission not to get friendly with anyone here. I don't give a shit. Except my neighbor across the street, who has a Jeep, who is always incredibly nice. And I very much enjoy talking to him, which is weird. He's like, he has one of those old skateboards, like the old, like, Tony Hawk skateboards. Not a Tony Hawk skateboard, but an old cruiser skateboard from Tony Hawk era. Like, 70s style skateboard. Fucking incredible. I don't know his name. No idea. I know that he's a chiropractor and that he has a Jeep and that his license plate says something about health. So he's very fit. Not my style. Nice guy. And then the other lady. So sitting on my front porch looking out. Jeep guy. Old lady who's so nice and remembers my kids' names. I don't fucking know what her name is. Other than those people, I don't give a shit about anybody that lives in the neighborhood. But people are starting to, like, recognize me and wave, and I don't like that. I have no interest in being friends with any of my neighbors, and I don't know why. Like, thinking about it now, I don't know. I guess my passion for being left alone, my desire to be left the fuck alone and not bothered, I guess outweighs my personality of, like, trying to be nice. Like, listening to the Mike and Max podcast, Mike always talks about how, like, he'll be working on something in the garage and his neighbor will come up and want to talk, and, like, he'll have to stop what he's doing to, like, talk to the neighbor. That sounds like the worst. Do you want to see me be a bad person? Fucking interrupt me doing anything without first, there are very, very few people who I am comfortable with showing up at my house unannounced. Don't fucking do that. Please. Fucking call me. Don't call me. Text me. Say, hey, I'm going to come over. And I'll be like, okay. Or I'm going to be like, please don't do that. I'm either A, not home, B, at work because I'm on call, or C, I'm playing Xbox and I don't want you to fucking bother me. There are very few people that have carte blanche, who have unrestricted access to come to my house. And that's not to say that I don't want people here, but you need to come here when I say it's okay to come here. Otherwise, I'm just going to be in bad mood. Like, I don't know, like, I need time to mentally prepare. Like, I need to put on my people are coming to my house hat. And I need to prepare. I need to make sure I'm showered. I need to scrub my balls. I need to put deodorant on. Like, I need to do a whole thing. Like, if someone showed up to my house right now, I'm fucking gross. I haven't showered yet. I've been sleeping, and I'm fucking gross, and I stink, and my tits are wet underneath where I'm sweating because I've had 2 cups of coffee, and I still haven't pooped. You come to my house, and I have to poop? And I haven't pooped yet? Our conversation is going to be short and sweet. Probably not as sweet, but it's going to be very short. That was just a big, long ramble. I need to write something when I'm at work today about, like, a cohesive story or something. I don't know. And I'm out of coffee. And it is 5:50. I need to go prepare my body to jump in the shower. I can hear Michelle just started her shower. Which means I need to go into the shitty bathroom and take a shower. God damn it. Oh well, such is life. She makes more money than me, so she gets to use the good shower. Anyway, I love you so much. I hope you have an absolutely terrific day. If you are not watching on Spotify, please try it. Just try it once. And then text me and say, hey, tried Spotify. Not a fan. I prefer, I don't know, what are the other ones? Apple. Podbean, whatever it is. I don't know. Try it out. Try Spotify out. I got a fucking look. I set up a light, guys. There's a fucking big light. There's a backlight. Got a nice little dynamic going on here. Just give it a try. Let me know what you think. I love you. Bye.